You know what's surprising? Most dental practices are sitting on a goldmine and don't even realize it. Think about this for a second. You've got all these patients who already know, trust, and have paid you. But often, practices spend most of their marketing budgets chasing people who've never even heard of them. Sound familiar? It's time to rethink that approach and turn your existing patient list into your best marketing channel. Let's dive into how you can make this happen. Here's the thing. Your practice management software is a treasure trove of potential. Yet, many practices leave this channel untouched. Why? Well, there are a few reasons. The front desk team is often stretched thin, and without a system in place, it's easy for this to fall by the wayside. There's also the lack of a clear strategy. What to say, when to say it. And then there's the assumption that patients will just come back when they're ready. But here's the reality. Life gets busy, people forget, and they drift away. A little effort from your end can change that dramatically. So, why is your existing patient list so valuable? Three main reasons. It helps you reactivate lapsed patients, generate referrals, and build your Google review profile. Each of these actions costs way less than acquiring a brand new patient through ads. Bain & Company's research shows it costs 5 to 7 times more to attract a new customer than to retain an existing one. And in healthcare, where trust reigns supreme, this gap widens even more. The return on effort here is one of the highest you'll see. Now, let's talk about reactivating those lapsed patients. A lapsed patient is anyone who hasn't come in for over 12 months. You're probably thinking you don't have many, but most practices do. The first step is to pull a list from your practice management system, filtering by the last appointment date. Start with patients who haven't been in for 12 to 24 months. These folks are your warmest lapsed contacts because your relationship with them is recent enough to still matter. Next, segment by treatment history. Patients who are midway through treatment plans are prime targets. There's unfinished business there, providing a natural reason to reach out. Then, send them a direct, personal message. It doesn't need to be a fancy campaign. A simple SMS or email works wonders. Something like, "Hi, name, we noticed it's been a while since your last visit and wanted to check in. We have some availability coming up if you'd like to book your next checkup." It's friendly, not pushy, and makes it easy for them to act. And don't forget to follow up once. If you don't hear back in a week, send one more message. Two touches are usually enough. Anything more, and it starts to feel invasive. The key here is you're not convincing them to become a patient. They already are one. You're just helping them remember to book that appointment, right? So, how do you generate more referrals? This is where happy patients become your secret weapon. A referral is one of the highest trust forms of new patient acquisition. When someone walks in because a friend recommended you, they're already halfway sold. Most practices wait for referrals to happen organically. But why not be intentional about it? The best time to ask for a referral is right after a positive experience. Maybe at checkout, after a successful treatment, or when a patient says they enjoyed their visit. Train your team to spot these moments. Then, make it easy for patients to refer. A referral card is good, but a short message they can forward to a friend is even better. And consider a simple thank you. A small credit towards their next visit or a handwritten note is enough. It doesn't need to be costly, just genuine. And when a referred patient gets in touch, prioritize them. A quick response is critical here. Delay can kill the referral momentum. Now, let's talk Google reviews. Potential patients often check your Google business profile before making a decision. According to Bright Local, 98% of consumers read online reviews for local businesses, especially in healthcare. A strong review profile can directly sway someone to choose your clinic over another. But most practices ask for reviews inconsistently, often only when someone remembers. That's a missed opportunity. Here's a system that works. First, identify your happiest patients. Those who visit regularly, leave positive comments, or have referred others are your best candidates. Then, send a direct personal request. Bulk emails? Not effective. Instead, a short, simple message to specific patients works. Something like, "Hi name, we really appreciate you choosing us. If you have a moment, it'd mean a lot if you shared your experience on Google. It helps other families find us. Make sure to include your direct Google review link. Automate follow-ups post-appointment. After every completed appointment, set up an automatic SMS or email to go out a day or two later, thanking the patient and including the review link. Most practice management systems can handle this or connect to a tool that does. And remember to respond to every review. When patients see you reply, it shows you care, building trust with future patients who read those reviews. Think about it this way. You're not fabricating reviews. You're simply removing the friction for patients who've already had a great experience to share it. Practices that consistently grow their review count aren't doing anything complex. They just have a straightforward system in place after every appointment. So what does a simple monthly communication calendar look like? Consistency is key. If you only reach out when it's quiet, results will be inconsistent. Build a regular communication rhythm, and the compounding effect is significant. Here's a simple structure. In week one, send reactivation messages to those lapsed patients who've been inactive for 12 to 24 months. In week two, follow up with the week one list and send a referral reminder to recent patients. Week three is all about review requests. Send them to patients with recently completed appointments. And in week four, consider giving patients a little nudge about any upcoming promotions or community events. And that's it. It's not about overloading your patients with messages. It's about maintaining a gentle, consistent presence that keeps your practice top of mind. So there you have it. Turning your existing patient list into a robust marketing channel is not only possible, it's practical and cost effective. Remember, small, consistent actions can lead to big changes in your practice. If you're ready to dive deeper into these strategies, consider scheduling a free strategy call over at northmedia.org. And hey, if you enjoyed this chat, don't forget to catch new episodes dropping weekly on Spotify. Looking forward to our next coffee chat.